I'm Casey Kelly. Sea Alaska has taken possession of 70,000 acres that used to be part of the Tongass National Forest. Officials with the Regional Native Corporation and the Federal Bureau of Land Management made the transfer official Friday at a signing ceremony at Sea Alaska headquarters in Juneau. With photographers snapping pictures and a room full of corporate and federal officials looking on, Sea Alaska President and CEO Anthony Mallott and Bud Cribley from the Bureau of Land Management signed papers transferring Tongass Timberlands to the corporation. Late last year, Congress passed legislation allowing Sea Alaska to complete its land entitlement under the 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. That ended a decade-plus effort by the corporation to choose parcels outside the original native land claims boundaries established by ANCSA. But Mallott says the process began long before Sea Alaska's lands bill was introduced.
You can take this all the way back to the Tlingit and Haida and Tsimshian leaders who started the A&B in the early 1900s. You can go to the 60s and 70s when the original leaders that led ANCSA were being pushed by their communities, by their tribal members, for a land settlement.
Cribley, BLM's Alaska director, says it's historic any time a regional native corporation can complete its land entitlement.
This is very important. It's not only important for the Bureau of Land Management as far as being able to move forward with our obligations under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, but it's just important from a historic standpoint of the significance of that act and what it is doing for Sea Alaska and giving certainty for their future.
Sea Alaska came close to shutting down timber operations in recent years as the corporation logged most of its previously conveyed land. The transfer gives Sea Alaska access to new timber stands and other economic development sites. Company officials have said they may start logging the first of those new parcels this year. But Sea Alaska Board Chair Joe Nelson says the corporation wants to treat the land with respect.
The land is embedded in who we are. And you go to any indigenous people around the world, that makes us unique in the world, is our connection to the land.
Still, the land transfer remains controversial. It's been opposed by environmentalists, hunting and fishing groups, as well as some communities near Sea Alaska's new lands. During the ceremony, former board chairman Albert Kukesh echoed Nelson's comments about the importance of the land to Native people. Kukesh told the story of a man from his home village of Angoon who used an ancient fish weir as proof that Native people will be good stewards of the land.
If we can take care of that land for 10,000 years and have that fish stream still produce, the deer still be around, the trees still be there, then you have to give us credit for that land that we own, that we're going to be taking care of it, that we're going to sustain it, and it's going to be there for another 10,000 years.
The Bureau of Land Management plans to prioritize which of Sea Alaska's new parcels get surveyed and patented first to allow the company access to more valuable land sooner than later. It could take about 5 years to survey and patent all of the tracts and another 3 years to complete the paperwork. The legislation finalizing the corporation's land entitlement also allows Sea Alaska to select up to 76 cemetery and historic sites in the Tongass, totaling no more than 490 acres. No word on when that process will be complete. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.